The Rise Guys Morning Show.
You might know this one.
Chocolate. Oh, man. She chose this.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Totally. Some of those previous ones were definitely her.
Oh, yeah.
Her being Paige.
She got to show a little, you know, little femaleness in there.
Something
little...
for everyone.
Mm-hmm. I like this one. I don't like the bra song. I like this one there.
I'm a patriot. I usually like American music, but I like this song a lot.
I love chocolate.
Japanese death metal by women.
I love how she won't take a cue on anything. Like, we'll play a BDA clip that's like a minute and a half, and she says, hey, can I get that again? I'm like, no. It's too long.
That's so good. I feel like I'm playing Sonic the Hedgehog.
Get to the rings!
Ring, 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 ring.
Watch out for that little red fella.
Fat Boy's giving me crap in here, y'all, and I feel bad. I'm by myself. I don't have pace. Oh, I can see both sides.
You got no backup. Nobody to call it down the middle.
She never will call. She'll always... The eternal fence rider. And I'm not making sexual jokes with that. I mean, she literally... If we ever have a disagreement here, Fat Boy and I, she will... I can see both sides.
Like, know? Don't. Like, pick one. See one side of it. Whichever one. Just pick one.
Oh, I hope she voted.
Oh. You better get in line now.
Okay. I pre-ordered the stickers so I can just do the social media post and be done with it.
Oh God. I forgot kidding. About all that, man.
Oh, yeah, that'd be.
Like, Instagram. Yesterday was the day to be on Instagram, which, you know, your stories, by the way, were great. I love me kind of sitting in the chair, lounging back.
Legend. No, yours, no. No. First off, let me say the one thing. I was complimenting your stories, and I said that I'm going to say that on the radio because I want to get back to the one argument. Your stories were great yesterday, but you included, you know, they allow you to add a song on Instagram to a photo, and you had referenced something that was on the show. I can't remember what it was, but you decided to add a Snoop Dogg song to it.
Yep.
And I was listening to it without the sound, so I didn't even notice it. And then the next story says, sorry, that previous song had cuss words in it. So I'm like, if Fat Boy's apologizing and it was a Snoop Dogg song, let me go back. Let's take it back.
See if you hear any buzzwords in the song.
Let me hear and see if I hear certain words. But it wasn't. It was only, it was the M and not another one. It wasn't another one.
So I'd already pulled over to take the picture. And then when I realized, oh my God, was that the wrong song? I pulled over again to listen to it. It was that pain in the ass
and then
to do Instagram.
You took a picture of Saluda River and you added Trinity River to it by Charlie Crockett. I thought that was great.
Which was weird because I had like three cars behind me. I had to go real slow to make sure I got the sign in the picture and barely did.
That was fun. Good.
I post a little bit and I'll post a lot, nothing at all.
Go watch Fat Boy's story at Fatboy933.
You know what? They should watch yours. I enjoyed yours. So they should go to at O Matthew, MAFFEW.
Well, actually, if you're going to promote at Gale Beard Co., if you would. I've got some great offerings out there, and that would be the one. I'd rather fall on the sword than to get one to follow my personal one.
Oh, man.
Oh, the text just says, what was that again? It was at Gale Beard Co. Okay. Now,
that other text say? Does all that really come in that box? I believe it does.
It really does. I'll tell you, though, I'll be quite honest with you. Like, didn't think out the weight on how much that sucker weighs.
Oh.
And you know, because it's over my shipping threshold, it's free shipping.
You might eat a little on that one. But
didn't
look.
Think that one out. Although I did not weigh it. I will say, after 6 years of doing a business, you finally figure out little things. Like, yeah, you should do your homework first.
Look at the value you get there.
A local TV station has video podcasts of other hosts. So their hosts have video podcasts, like each host on this local TV station. And Fatboy and I were invited to be on one of these. And I say no way. And Fatboy's like, oh, come on and do it. It'd be fun. Why are we getting... They don't ever have anything. The only time the news, specifically that one, they've never covered us for anything other than just like, oh, they're doing some charity work.
Yeah.
So now we got to, like,
Oh, are we kind of shooting here? Because
I mean, it's like, just don't say any of the people, but because I know they're just doing their jobs, and they're like, hey, we it's all coming to the streaming. It's coming to this. Let's get your own show.
It is what it is at this point. We're not going to be asked a whole lot to do some of this stuff. I kind of feel like if we do get asked, somebody puts the kibosh on it on their end. Like, hang on a second.
Oh, really?
Like, what are you doing? Like, what are you supposed to?
Like, with the you know, I thought about something similar the other day with Dabo. Like, you know.
Well.
I mean, I'm a Gamecocks fan, but you're like a diehard Clemson fan. And he was on the show, but then I didn't say anything coarse or anything. I just kind of joked about being a Gamecocks fan. And then it was relayed to us afterwards that he would not do the show again.
I will say this.
Be honest.
As far as that goes, like, it's kind of like, you know, a different tier as far as Dabo goes now. Like, it's going to be mostly national.
But come on.
I don't really see him around town much.
That's insane.
Like, he's
see, that if
I love the guy.
If that's the attitude, then that sucks. If, to be quite honest with you,
that's just like me.
But listen to me. Listen to me, though.
Yes.
Yeah. Listen to me, boy. I tell you, I'm a hypocrite.
Not that we would do anything different, but kind of tell us who we rubbed the wrong way,
or how so. Like, you know. Plus, we were on the radio station at the time, was part of the Clemson Sports Network, and then
I mean, like in general. Yeah. Like, I know other TV people gas each other up. They're all buddies. They got their own little scene.
When we went to the big award show in Columbia, like, they, several, not all of them, I'm not going to lie, but, like, I'd say, because it was TV and radios, like the whatever, the ESPYs or whatever of TV and radio. And, I wasn't going to say Grammys, that's too big, but you know, five or six of the local TV people, like, came up to me, you know, and so I was like, that's, you know, and I instantly recognized them. But you got to realize, radio versus TV, like,
yeah,
I see, like, right now, I see Jamarcus Gaston on TV. I know that's Jamarcus. I'd know him in public if I saw him.
Yeah. Don't know the other guy.
Yeah, but you know, the voice thing. So I got no ill will toward that, but it's like, why just now? Like, hey, we've. It's now like, hey, we're doing this non-TV show. It's YouTube is what it is. They call it streaming, it's YouTube. And now we suddenly we want to enter. I don't know, man.
Is it the whole thing of like...
I don't think my stuff doesn't stink. I just...
It's like the unpredictability of a rock morning show. Like, what is the...
I don't know.
What is the hang up? Are we going to go in there and, like, you know, free tongue it? You know, or like cuss. Like,
well, I mean, are we shooting?
Yeah.
Because like the one thing that I will say that I heard, like, locally, because there was a thing years ago where, and I'm so glad it didn't work out. And when I say it, I feel, and this is me saying this, I feel very gay when I say this. But like, and I was asked by a friend to host one of these little, it wasn't the thing, but it was one of these little ancillary events for Greenville Fashion Week. And I was like, what? I thought it was, I was looking around for cameras. So it's some bit they're doing. I'm being pranked or whatever. Where's Anthony Davis at? I'm being pranked.
You said you felt gay.
Well, just to,
like, it is Pride Month.
Like, well, you know, just to say, like, hey, I'm, you know, that's usually for like the TV people. Now the big one was, but this is a little ancillary thing down at the, you know, whatever, and it didn't end up working out anyway, which was totally fine. But what I have heard is that the, you know, the some of the other shows in town are they're safe. They're safe because of their content. But I'll tell you this, what they're not. So I'm talking about like top 40. I mean, I could say names all day. You know what I'm talking about. I don't want to be disparaging toward them. But believe it or not, but like that music's not safe at all. Like, I mean, sure, their content, their conversations about the top four Tom Hanks movies that were not Toy Story or whatever, like those things, you know, it's safe or whatever. And it's like, hey, last night I had a dream about Cookie Monster, and he was, you know, come get me, I'm done. It's safe. But the music, when they're talking about my gushy ushy and all this bull crap, like, come on. You can't ride both sides. It's like what NBC does. They end the news telling you child trafficking, murder,
don't do
rape.
It.
And then live from Saturday night, rape, ha, 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 ha.
I mean,
it's like they're bipolar.
I'm tired of hitting my head against the wall, man.
When making it comes money to this on whole both thing. Sides of it.
I know something's up, and I'm only referencing this because I noticed it. I noticed there was a local TV person that was following me for a little bit. We had an exchange back and forth, just friendly messages, and then that kind of stopped. And then I got blocked.
You got blocked?
So I'm like, okay, well, something happened. Either somebody got in your ear and said, hey, don't talk to this person. Maybe you got a news director that don't like us for whatever reason.
Or you sent them something that was...
It was just like a brief little conversation.
Can I say that one little story about the thing where you thought somebody blocked you and it turned out they didn't? I won't say that.
I don't remember what it was.
Well, it's somebody that I know, and you said, hey, I went to message them, and they blocked me. But you were messaging the wrong account.
But I was on that account. Like, I really don't care now.
Yeah.
But I was on there. There was not really a back and forth, but...
Oh, really?
I don't know, but it was like, okay, like I know what's going on here.
Oh, yeah.
But that was like something different.
Yeah.
Like in that world, the TV world?
Yeah.
I've asked a couple people straight up, like, you know, like, what's the deal?
You think...
What's the perception of our show?
This text says they're... I do not think this at all. I'm just going to read the text. They're probably just jealous that you guys can really say what you want to and don't have to read everything from a teleprompter. That could be like... But, you know, it's not the not the same kind of...
No. I'm going to start asking people straight up, why don't you like me? I just want to know.
Or we should find out when they're doing live shots out, when they're doing like the man on the street stuff, and they say, hey, our question today is, would you pay $8 a gallon for gas? We say, I'll answer that if you say this. Why don't you ever have anything to do with our show?
Like, I'm at the point now where I'm going to start being a dick to everybody.
All right, we'll do it then. I'll do it then. Because I am, people are saying I'm a hypocrite. That's true. I am.
We're almost 25 years in, and if nothing's changed by now, then...
I'll do it then.
Then might as well own up to it.
I won't do Fashion Week, and they won't let me at Artisphere.
If you think we got a reputation, then we might as well just have one.
I do have a chip on my shoulder about that. I mean, I really do. I know it's charity-based. Well, it is charity-based. I'll leave it at that. But it's like, God, I'm one of your very own, right here in this town.
Somebody like have the balls to tell us like to our face what's up, what's going on.
We buried the hatchet with Mayor Knox White.
Like I never had a problem with the guy.
I didn't have issues. His attorney had issues with us. Rest in peace, Ron. Mayor attorney Ron White, I think it was. No, that's potato salad. All right, well, I'll look that up and report back to you momentarily. Good morning, everyone.
Tap, type, and text your message to TRG at 800-774-0093.
A wonderful way of communicating.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
You knew she was going to pick some smack at some point.
Yeah.
Isn't Sally such a nice guy?
Remember when they first came out, there was... it's kind of like when people are trying to say Creed was a Christian band. People are saying... It's not like smack God. It means God like smacked himself into Sully.
They said that about Creed till they heard My Own Prison.
Yeah.
And he drops the GD and they're like, what? What's wrong with you, Scott?
You have the audio ready for this?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
We could save this for the mail sack, but we just did that yesterday, so it'd be old at this point. I'll just read the email, and then we will review the audio that is contained with this email. You know, think about the old days. Before the computer, people would have had to send us a tape in the mail.
Yes, and you remember when we had to write papers? Actually write them?
Oh, yeah. Like, God. Write them. Okay. Hey, Rise Guys. Saturday night, my wife and I paid several hundred dollars to see Bill Murray and his band perform at a charity event in Greenville. I've attached two videos. Am I crazy or was this just awful? The band did nothing but covers. Bill sounded half asleep most of the show. It felt like a rehearsal that no one was supposed to see. Now, I know it's for charity, but for that kind of money, I expected to see more than watching Bill Murray look like he'd rather be in bed taking a nap. Did anyone else go and leave feeling ripped off? And that comes from Stefan. I don't know, maybe it's Stephen. If you see it with...
Stefan?
With it's with the PH.
Maybe it's Stephen.
Well, it's no Wonder Boy. He's with a PH.
Maybe it's Stephen.
Stephen. Stephen. Nevertheless, would you step in?
Stephen.
It's okay.
I don't know how the crowd was. I don't know anybody that went.
I was going to say, what a weekend for Greenville it was as far as, you know, events and stuff going on. I mean, come off the Pro-Am.
Yeah.
And then you had Timmy Tyler Childers.
Friday night.
And then freaking Bill Murray on Saturday night.
Which I got to be honest. I know somebody that went to Timmy Tyler and said, wasn't that good?
I wonder if Bill Murray went to it. We just didn't see him.
God, he could have. Now, when he did the concert Saturday, was he playing that day?
And he did this after? I don't think they, I think that's just like the real players play that day, right?
Okay. I don't know.
I've never went more than day one of that.
That's usually when we try to go on the first day because we were like, you know, maybe we can get some people. And it was always Stormblade because it was closer and nicer, to be honest with you.
And the food was stupendous. All right. So let's play the audio. I don't know which is which or any of that. So just at your leisure.
I don't think I have to tell you what the songs are. You're probably going to know.
Yeah, because he said they're all covers.
So here's the first one.
You just said rat face toast.
First off,
does he drink?
Oh, I don't know.
Like, for some reason, I feel like he's sober now.
He is 75. I remember that by looking it up. So I don't know if he's into that stuff anymore. He might enjoy a nice cigar, like a big one that looks like a dog turd now.
Yeah. Didn't he get married?
I don't think so. They said he was with, what's her name? The singer?
Khalees.
Yes.
Milkshake.
Well, she's thick. I don't know if he can handle that thing that's at his age.
He's occasionally bartended at events. He's just historically insisted that he's not considering himself an alcoholic, but does enjoy drinking. Okay, well.
How many people were singing the damn song? It's not just him.
No, it sounded like they had a horn, too. When you go to see Bill Murray perform music, are you expecting, like, great music?
I didn't know he had a band until they said he was coming to town with the band.
Right.
And I assumed, okay, well, if he's got a band, they got songs, right? Like, they got their own material.
Is it his real brothers?
One of them is. Now, he's got a lot of brothers. You know, Grisman's boss is his brother, Brian Doyle.
That's why Khalees hung out with him.
To get to him. Put it over there with the others. I got to have bonuses.
Oh, God, that's right, yeah.
Did you see the clip of Murray on the course? Some guy walks up to him with a big long lens camera.
Somebody told me, I did not see it.
And Murray puts his club in the guy's chest and says, hey, you need to say who you are before you start taking pictures. And the guy just kind of cowered down to him and like, Murray put his club in the guy's chest.
And he wasn't doing like a like over the top bit?
No.
Wow.
He was telling him, he was like, you need to announce who you are. And this guy, photographer, didn't say anything. Now, he might have been worried about his job I imagine Bill Murray could get some people fired if he wanted to. So maybe that's why he let it go.
Yeah.
But if a grown man's like touching you with a golf club,
you're
not just going to walk away, are you?
Plus, if you're at a charity golf tournament, like A, it's charity. B, people are there you're there to be photographed. Like, plus you're outside. It's like those people, now, I found out the other day Big Brown is a fan of those videos where people, I forget what it's called, but they wear like Meta glasses or GoPros. GoPro. Have you seen GoPros like falling apart? Meta,
oh, really?
Meta's killing it now. No, like GoPro, who would have ever thought is like a single.
Well, they're
shit.
Too cumbersome. They never got smaller.
Yeah. So Big Brown likes the videos where people go to like sheriff's offices or like the DMV in video, and because they, you know, it's illegal to do. But these people say, well, we're taxpayers and we paid for this building, so we should be able to video wherever we want to. Are they going to stand in the police parking lot
and ask the cops questions that cops ask people?
Yeah. Well, yeah. And it, so anyway.
I love that stuff. There is another clip.
Okay, yeah. The other, but my point, though, is if you're out publicly at an event, that'd be like if you go to a Braves game and Acuna turns around and says, quit taking my picture. I'm trying to hit the ball.
Like, quit getting hurt.
Well, yeah.
How about that?
Yeah. Pray for me. Danhausen, quit cursing me. All right, more Bill Murray performance.
You'll know this song for sure.
Werewolf.
Hang on a minute, man.
I know. Do it. I want to do a page, but let's roll it back. Right here.
Lord. It's just all working a bit, and the people are. Look, if you paid money for like, you're right, it goes to charity, but
yeah,
Bill's doing a bit.
I don't know what charity it was, but it's like I know somebody that went to see Steve Martin at Spartanburg when he's, you know, he does plays banjo.
Martinburg,
and they were kind of a little miffed, I guess is the word, that he didn't do any comedy. You know,
He's not like one that mixes it up like that. He's a real prick when it comes to that.
So you think Bill Murray just like, but don't you think most people are, they're not going to expect to see, like if I went to see Dan Aykroyd, well, let's say years ago, and I don't know that he still does it now, back during the House of Blues openings, he would go do the Blues Brothers stuff. I'm not thinking it's going to be all that good, but it's like them doing it.
Well, like he takes it a little more seriously. You never can believe. Like, 9 times out of 10, whatever Bill Murray's doing is a bit.
Right. Like the Khalees thing, I thought was a bit. Or like when he just shows up randomly at people's weddings and stuff.
Yeah, see, like there's a couple famous stories like that where he'll go up to people at restaurants, take their food, and say to them, nobody's going to believe you if you tell them that I took your food.
Yeah. We should try that locally.
We get arrested. Dude, can I do it again? Just give me one more. Because I heard up until that. Don't let them in. But after that.
My daddy loved that song, but I bet he didn't like hearing that one.
I love, man, if people sing that one karaoke and just so drunk.
I think we just heard it, actually. I think we did.
Man, people paid a lot of money to go watch him do that bit, but at least it's going to charity.
That's right.
Because I'll say the venue was nice where he did it at.
Yeah.
I've been there a lot.
Oh, a lot?
Yeah.
What was it, Hardee's?
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I just like when they bicker back and forth. That's a trip. I love to hear them argue.
The Rise Guys.
Ready for the next one?
This is another page rejoin.
Oh, yeah. No way. No way.
I swear.
Oh, Lord. There ain't no way.
She loved little Eve.
You think this is probably like when you ring the doorbell at Camp Cougar, this place.
Ah, who's at the door?
Oh, who's there?
You better have some wine, bitch.
Oh, look, it's my friend Tina.
Like, who else is it? Did you bring Rudy to Camp Cooter?
I really wish that we could, like... I know Paige likes rock and roll. Yeah, you know, like, that's her mainstay. But
yeah.
Even then, like, did she come to like it because of this job? You know, the radio station we work for in Greenville is a rock station. Well, all the stations were on rock, but, like, you know, it was like you had to... Like, there were people... And I get it. There were people that when they got a job at the radio station, they started wearing like chains and spike bracelets and stuff. They didn't before.
There were some part-timers in the past.
I'm not talking about the Great Twisted Todd, by the way. I am not. He dressed like that before.
He did.
I was talking about some past situations where it became part of their, you know, like, let's say you were on a sports station and you suddenly started going to doing country music. Are you going to take the football jersey off and put on a leather vest and a cowboy hat? I mean,
like this cow, yeah. How does that work for a cowboy cow?
It reminds me of Private Parts with when they changed Stern Station to country and he was wearing the cowboy hat.
Like you had to dress the part, right?
Yeah, right. Because people could see that. Yeah, it made sense.
I don't know if she grew up listening to, or she went to all those shows in California.
Yeah.
I don't think her mom liked a lot of the stuff she was listening to. Or the crowd she was running with.
Oh, yeah.
All those foreigners, those hot Australian dudes and whoever.
Well, she lived in California. It was hard for her not to. And I say that with just realism.
Yeah.
It's just the way it was. And then we look at the friends she keeps here, and look how close she lived to San Francisco. I mean, come on. It makes sense.
Reminds her of home, right?
You imagine. She grew up in Beaufort. I swear, we talk about her more when she's not here.
I know.
But when she grew up in Beaufort and then went to California, and then imagine she goes out there, she's doing TV, she's running around San Francisco, she talks about Asbury and hate all these areas.
Yep.
Tenderloin. And then goes back to Beaufort. Like, imagine that. What happened to Paige?
The culture shock.
What happened to Paige?
Because she really grew up out there, went to school out there, finished high school out there.
Yeah.
Worked out there and then come here.
Yeah.
Can I show you? Oh, not show you, but can I tell you something I saw that reminded me of you? And I don't know if I should do it or not. This might put you in a bad way, to be honest with you.
Oh, I'm trying to think of something quick-witted to say, but I can't. It's late in the show.
I will say, this is public information, what I'm about to tell you.
God.
But I'm not going to say the name of the place.
I paid those taxes, dude.
Oh, not that. No.
Don't be reading them liens. No, I don't have any liens. Just that gangster.
You mentioned a restaurant you went to recently. And I think you said you liked it. Like it was you liked the food. It was a good time, whatever. So I recognized it when I saw it because I remember you talking about it. Well, that restaurant just got named as getting a not a letter grade as far as there's no DHEC anymore. So whoever inspects these restaurants that gives out the door grades. Yeah. Remember I told you
Wait, there's no DHEC anymore? No. Trump get rid of DHEC?
Yeah.
What?
I don't remember if he did it federally or if it was a state level, but there's no DHEC.
Oh.
So it all falls under some other...
When I vote today, I need to know which governor is going to bring back DHEC. I think we need DHEC.
Remember I told you the one I went to, there was a C on the door, but I thought it was for like... because it was orange. I thought it was a Clemson C. I'm like, okay, whatever. No. That was the rating. It was a C.
I remember that because I thought you were just telling a joke, and then you went back the next time and took a picture of it again.
Oh, I was like, oh, no. Well, I remember the place you mentioned, and there was only two mentioned publicly here within the past week.
When you say they didn't get a letter grade, it meant they wouldn't even give them an F or
no, they got a letter grade, but they got a C.
Well, that's average.
Well, yeah, but all right, here's the thing.
I don't ever see those on restaurant doors anymore. Is it I guess with it not being a law that they're not mandated to put that up?
I feel like they have to, though.
But by God, gas stations got to do a wall with the word cancer on it when you walk in.
Yeah, you got to sign the
beers
little
over there, like, yep, burp. Cigarettes are like, cancer, scream.
Okay, so it says South Carolina DHEC was dissolved and replaced by two separate agencies.
Oh, wow.
That's
weird.
This would fall under, I guess, public health.
Yeah, well, Jesus Christ. Don't you think that's necessary?
Here's where I'm going to let you decide.
I'm going to start eating at home now.
You might be better off. I want to tell you a few of the violations.
Tell me that, but don't. Okay, you're definitely not going to say the name of the restaurant.
I will say it is public information. I won't say it, but it is public information
God
if you want to go look it up.
God, don't.
But you'll know what I was talking about because it was one of the last restaurants that you mentioned. Okay. Here's one of the violations. They found no refrigeration and food was sitting at unsafe temperatures.
No refrigeration?
They said no refrigeration.
Like they got coolers?
Well, it said that alone got them shut down for a day. So they had to get that figured out. Various seafood items were held at improper temperatures, including raw food items touching other food items that weren't raw. Like they were mixed. Co-contaminated, I guess you could say. Cross-contaminated.
Co-contaminated.
No hot water in the kitchen, which, you know, that could be a small snafu with plumbing or whatever. I don't know.
It all just happened at the same time.
Dirty ice machine.
Oh,
they dinged this one place for a lot.
Dude, I'm going to tell you something. I've talked about years ago, and this is years and years. I mean, I've worked here 20. God bless.
Yeah, it's been that long?
Oh, my God. It's my 25th year.
Yeah. Look at that. I'm creeping up on 20. Not that anybody here cares.
So, yeah, I don't care. And certainly Joe from Venezuela or whatever, he doesn't care. He's like, get to a joke.
Well, you do too much personal stuff, man.
I had to be told at a restaurant that I worked at, hey, you need to clean the ice machine. I was like, what do you mean? They're like, they've never told you how to do it. I'm like, no. And they're like, there's this thing. So, you know, it's there's this filter that's in there. And boy, when I pulled that thing out.
Was it mold?
It was as black as these walls in here. And I drank out of that damn ice machine every day.
Well, here's the thing. Like when they say they put a little sub comment, not only was the ice machine dirty, but it said it had soiling inside.
What does that mean, dude?
Is that
like
what that is?
Mulch? Or like urine?
I don't know which one it is.
When I say I soiled my pants, you assume that I released myself into them, not that I got dirt on my knees, right?
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah,
it
so
was.
Somebody took a whiz in there. God dang, man. What the hell?
It's going to get a little worse.
I trust no one.
It says expired food still being served. Dressings and sauces were well past their discard dates, but still being served. Microbial growth inside the cooler, in an unused cooler.
Well, if it's unused, who cares?
Now, here's where, food store.
You know what I'm doing right now? I'm playing the last 2 months of me going out to dinner in my mind to try to think of where this is at. You've already given one clue.
Yeah. I was trying not to say certain types of foods, but again, it's public, but they were saying food stored on the floor. They stored food on the floor, dude. And it said, this might be the worst one. I kind of don't want to tell you.
Like, do is anyone listening right now and they're like, who? No big deal. Or am I just that big of a puss that I'm sitting here all like, look at my arms. I'm all folded up right now. I'm bent over.
Well,
like,
when I tell you the next one, it might put you over. It says more than one employee, including the chef / cook, there were observed multiple instances going between tasks, preparing food, and going off-site, for whatever that means, without washing their hands in between, or wearing any kind of protective gloves or whatever. Multiple instances of not washing hands.
So that could, off-site, that could mean off out of the kitchen, meaning like to the bathroom or out back to smoke or vape. Do you see people are vaping insulin now? Do you see this?
I saw VooPoo's up there.
Wow, man.
Not washing hands and preparing food, dude.
Yeah, but just like that's wild. How did they...
Some of these foods are meant to like be eaten raw, not cooked.
But not off the floor. And ice machines
food
that had whiz
the
in them.
So I don't know if... God. I don't have an update if
that's
they got...
That's not a way to protest ice, people, by taking urines inside of restaurant ice machines. That's not the way to protest.
I don't know how long you get to correct this stuff when they come out, but I know they got to release this stuff, but when you see that letter on the door, you're like,
Or when... And How did this come across your, like, is it just on the news or on a news website?
It was on the new local news website, but wasn't really featured on the TV cast.
Okay.
So you got to go to the Facebook page.
So most, yeah.
Actually, Facebook, that's where it was.
Wow.
Now, there are only two local restaurants that got the C's, but.
You know, if they're going to do facial recognition on us, where they can tell from a distance, you know, how much we make and our social and all this stuff, we should be able to scan the front door of a damn restaurant and find out. All that stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Do you want to go back and get on? Ask this chef, like, why were you juggling your nuts before you served
God
my food?
God bless, man. That's not... I mean, I like...
Oh.
Yeah.
They got to put it out because it's public, but, like, this is it for some people. You get one impression, and that's
it. And here's... You're absolutely right, because after we go to break and I walk over and you... Well, I'm not walking over. You can just tell me. And you tell me who it is, I will never, ever, ever go there again. And that's just... It's like when you get cheated on. Like, you go back with that person, you're a fool.
Dude, it's in a spot where it's, like, highly competitive.
Yes. Okay. All right. Well, actually, let me walk over there and get my reaction. You point to it.
Let's see if we're going.
Okay. Are you
right there. You see it? Oh, it even brings
up. Oh, my God. My God bless
the grandkid
ain't there with me.
Oh, no. Don't go back. You might want to check him. This is his birthday. Happy birthday, Teddy Matt.
I have something to say.
One number does it all. On the TLC Motors text line at 800-774-0093.
That's communication.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.